Hey, cats and kitties. I'm breaking my silence to share some really huge thing. Last week, I had a fascinating conversation with a Russian trader from Khabarovsk, and we delved into concerns of economists regarding the upcoming meeting of the Central Bank of Russia, which took place on September 15. This meeting carries even more weight as it occurs in the second year since the start of the Russian-Ukrainian war. The big question on everyone's mind was whether there would be an interest rate hike, and if so, by how much. To add a twist to the tale, I decided to turn to the power of artificial intelligence. During our conversation with AI, we asked it to provide probability estimates for an interest rate hike ranging from 0 to 3 percentage points in the half point increments. We focused on the recent factors like the weakening of the ruble, the lifting of currency purchase restriction, and the frozen funds in India. Here's what the AI forecasted. There was around a 25% probability of a half a percentage point increase. A 1% increase has a likelihood of approximately 35%. The probability of the 1.5 percentage point increase was around 20%. For a 2% increase, the chances were about 10%. And 2.5 percentage point increase had a probability of approximately 5%. Lastly, a 3% increase also had a probability of around 5%. But fast forward to today, September 15, and you guess what? The prediction turned out to be true. The central bank actually increased the key interest rate from 12% to 13%, exactly by 1%. Now, of course, some economists might dismiss this as mere coincidence, but hey, it is still more reliable than reading tea leaves. Who knows, maybe the central bank even consulted AI in their decision-making process. Russia can be quite a peculiar place these days, and anything is possible. In fact, last year some leading propaganda media even published various forecasts about the war and interviewed ChatGPT. So, my fellow kittens, why not embrace the future and start using AI today? Who knows, maybe exciting discoveries lie ahead.